Roymans Product Management Podcast. AI has significantly impacted product management, but so far the focus has been on using it to create new features and discover and deliver products faster. While that's helpful, it overlooks the area that most determines product success, strategy. So in this episode, I'll explain how you can move beyond execution and use AI as a strategic partner to help you create a product strategy that achieves lasting success. I've worked in tech now for nearly 30 years, and I can't remember a time when the industry was more dynamic than it is today. Even the internet craze in the late 1990s seems lame in comparison. Given that we now have powerful AI tools available that can analyze huge amounts of customer data and allow us to create full-blown prototypes faster than ever, you might be wondering if you still need a product strategy at all. While a lot has changed over the years, one thing remains the same. If you don't know where you want to go, you'll struggle to choose the right path and move forward effectively. In a product setting, the product strategy captures what you want to achieve and how you might get there. Think of it as a set of specific choices that guide product discovery and delivery. And such a strategy should answer the following four sets of questions. First, who is the product for? Who are the users and customers? Second, why would people want to use it? What problem does it address? Which benefit does it offer? Or which job does it help people do? Third, how will the product benefit your business? Will it, for example, generate revenue, reduce cost, or increase productivity? Fourth, what sets it apart from alternatives? What are its standout features? While having an effective product strategy has always been important, it's even more crucial in the age of AI. Here are four reasons for this. First, the product strategy provides guardrails to make the right choices and decide what to build. Now, there are a million ways to use AI and add it to a product, but not all of them make sense, of course. A product strategy helps teams discover how AI can actually serve their users and business. It helps them decide, for example, what experiments to run and what features to test. Without a strategy, you risk throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks, trying out idea after idea, and hoping that at least one will eventually be successful. Second, it keeps teams and stakeholders aligned. Developers, designers, and stakeholders often have different ideas about what a product should do. The product strategy keeps everyone moving in the same direction, avoiding confusion and wasted effort. Third, the strategy avoids tech for tech's sake. It's easy to get caught up in building something just because it's cool and everyone else does it. A good strategy encourages teams to ask, does AI truly benefit the users and does it create a positive impact on the business? Fourth, it guides responsible and ethical use of AI. With AI, issues like bias, privacy, and environmental impact matter more than ever. An effective product strategy addresses ethical risks and helps create a product that uses AI responsibly. Now, if strategy still matters, how can we then leverage AI to create a winning product strategy that achieves lasting success? I'll address this question by taking the following three steps. First, I'll explain why it is important to put the right foundations in place and establish an effective strategy approach before you choose individual AI tools. Second, I'll discuss how you can integrate AI into the process, and I'll mention sample tools you might want to experiment with. Third, I'll remind you of AI's current limitations. So, let's get started by taking a slight detour. I don't know about your favorite endurance exercise, of course, but over the years, I've had an on and off relationship with running. And so there were years in my life when running was my main endurance sport, and there were times when I didn't run at all. Currently, I'm enjoying running again, and I'd love to run faster and further. And then it's tempting for me to buy new super trainer shoes. But footwear alone won't make me a better runner. To run at a higher pace for longer and stay injury-free, I'll have to take a more holistic approach, reflect on how I run, and improve my running technique. And the same is true for product strategy and AI. Now, I wish I could tell you that with AI, making the right strategic decisions will be a breeze, and that AI can do most, if not all, strategic thinking for you, and that you can easily prompt engineer and vibe code your way to success. But that's not the case. While AI can help you make better strategic decisions and reduce the time and cost required, you still need to know what decisions have to be taken and how to make them, just like I have to understand what a good running technique looks like to take full advantage of my new trainers. The good news is that this puts you in control. You decide when and how to use AI rather than being tool-led. While every product, team, and organization is different, I've worked hard over the past 15 years to develop a strategy approach that is generally applicable. And this approach splits the strategy work into two parts: strategy discovery and continuous strategizing. The former, strategy discovery, helps you create a new or significantly changed product strategy. For example, to develop a brand new product, achieve product market fit, or move an existing product to a new market or market segment. This is best done by creating an initial strategy using a tool like My Product Vision Board, and then iteratively correcting and refining it. Carrying out this work can take from a few hours to several weeks, depending on the amount of innovation and uncertainty present. Continuous strategizing, in contrast, systematically evolves an existing strategy. It views strategy as a firm part of the ongoing work product teams do, thereby enabling them to respond to opportunities as early as possible. It achieves this by continuously monitoring the value a product creates, the competitive landscape, and relevant trends. You can learn more about the two types of strategy work by listening to the episodes listed in the show notes. Now, it's important to note that product strategy, product discovery, and product delivery have to be connected. Strategy discovery should set the scene for product discovery and product delivery. It helps determine what product outcomes should be achieved and what features should be implemented. And the insights gained in product discovery and delivery then inform the continuous strategizing work and may lead to strategy adaptations. At the same time, continuous strategizing guides product discovery and delivery. But continuous strategizing can also trigger strategy discovery for an existing product. For example, the threat of a new market entrant or the opportunity to exploit a new technology may necessitate a bigger strategy update, which then requires new strategy discovery work. With an effective strategy approach in place, you are in a great position to take the next step and decide where and how to use AI. There are five areas in which AI can assist you. First, market and competitive intelligence. You can automate the tracking, analysis, and visualization of competitor data and market trends. And helpful tools for this include AlphaSense, Quantify, Crayon AI, and Clue. And just for the record, I don't have any affiliations with tool vendors, and I don't receive any benefits from mentioning tools. I purely state them to make the discussion more concrete and help you get started with integrating AI into your strategy workflow. But you should always, of course, test any tools carefully and decide which tool works best in your context. Second, AI can help you with customer insight mining and idea generation. And that means extracting actionable insights from customer data, including interviews, support tickets, survey responses, and reviews. And you might use ChatGPT, Claude, Dovetail, and Insight 7 for this. Third, trend analysis. You can identify emerging patterns and shifts in the market, customer behavior, and industry landscape. Products that can help you with this are BrandWatch, Google Trends, and Sprout Social. Fourth, product analytics. AI tools can help you track user interactions, measure the value a product creates, and determine if the strategy is still effective. And you might want to use tools like Amplitude, Fullstory, Heap, and Mixpanel. And fifth, vibe coding. And that means generating code from natural language prompts to test ideas quickly using, for example, Cursor, GitHub Copilot, Figma, and Lovable. AI is applicable in both strategy discovery and continuous strategizing. What tools you use and how you apply them will differ, though, due to their distinct nature. Strategy discovery is about innovating to a larger extent, whereas continuous strategizing is about incremental enhancements. Experimentation and vibe coding are therefore relevant for the former, but not necessarily for the latter. Similarly, using product analytics to check if the strategy is still effective is very helpful for continuous strategizing, but not for strategy discovery. This shows again that you have to understand what strategy work is required, so you can choose the right AI tools and apply them effectively. As beneficial as AI can be, it would be wrong to think of it as a silver bullet and ignore its drawbacks. And here are four major limitations you should be aware of and consider when testing AI tools. First, data dependency. AI tools require good enough quality data to generate helpful results. If you don't have sufficient data or if the data quality is not right, AI tools won't be able to help you. This is the case for disruptive innovations, which not only create a new product, but also a new market, like the original iPhone did, for example. Similarly, you may struggle to apply some AI tools for bespoke in-house products with a small user base. Second, risk of incorrect results. AI can confidently present plausible-sounding market sizing, customer quotes, or case studies that are actually fabricated. Gen AI tools also give the most likely answers, not necessarily the correct ones. Their predictions are based on degrees of confidence rather than absolute certainty. What's more, AI tools often draw from generalized patterns, and this can lead to generic strategies that mirror industry averages but don't achieve effective differentiation for your product. Third, lack of empathy and intuition. AI is no replacement for interacting with users and customers. To make the right strategic choices, you must have a sound understanding of their needs and be able to empathize with them. And this is best achieved by using methods like direct observations and interviews. Fourth, ethicality and privacy issues. There are three concerns here. AI tools might have been trained with data that contains biases, and this can lead to discriminatory outcomes and wrong results. Next, feeding sensitive market, customer, or company data into AI tools, especially external ones, can create privacy and compliance issues as well as IP leaks. And finally, AI consumes large amounts of energy and requires additional hardware in new data centers. Using AI might increase the carbon footprint of your company and threaten its environmental commitments. To summarize, we live in a rapidly changing world where strategy is more important than ever. It brings clarity and empowers teams to make the right product discovery and delivery decisions. For me, AI is a strategy accelerator, not a strategist. It does not replace human strategic thinking, it rather amplifies it. You should therefore use AI as a co-pilot that helps you make the right choices. And to achieve this, you have to stay in control and understand what an effective product strategy is and how it can be created. Purposefully build AI into your strategy workflow rather than being tool-led and bolting on individual pieces of kit. Additionally, don't ignore AI's limitations. Combine its efficiency with deep customer empathy and market immersion. Don't skip direct user and customer interactions, and don't solely rely on AI-generated insights. Meet users and customers at least once per quarter as a rule of thumb. And finally, don't forget to review AI-generated results and decide if and how to use them. I hope you found this episode helpful. Learn more about AI and product strategy by attending my workshops and read or listen to my book Strategize for plenty of practical advice on how to design an effective strategy approach. Thank you for listening.